First, let's do a quick recap. The state is changing how it disperses Medicaid funds for mental health, disability, and substance abuse services. The county decided to administer its share itself, that's over $200 million worth, through MechLink. But a little over a week ago, the outgoing Secretary of Health and Human Services stripped MechLink of that responsibility on his last day in office, and the county didn't get any relief from the McRory administration. New DHHS Secretary Aldona Vosh upheld the decision on Monday. Yesterday, at a rowdy meeting, well, relatively, the commissioners voted unanimously to bring the state of North Carolina in front of a judge.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Thank you very much.
The commission spent almost 2 hours in a closed-door session consulting with a lawyer that County Manager Harry Jones brought in. Commissioner Travis Fuller says the lawyer convinced him MechLink has a case.
I was and am very critical of the staff's efforts. I believe that we could have done better, much better. But we are where we are, and we must take action.
The lawsuit is pretty technical. It challenges the secretary's authority and some deadlines and state procedures in hopes of overturning the decision. But it's more important to understand why they're fighting. State consultants had found MechLink wouldn't be ready to launch by a deadline of February 1st. It was the only managed care organization, or MCO, in North Carolina out of 11 that the consultants found was unprepared. But at the commission meeting, MechLink director Phil Endress maintained they're wrong.
I am 100% confident that we will have a viable MCO ready to go live and provide the appropriate services to the residents of Mecklenburg County on February 1st.
MechLink was replaced by Cardinal Innovations, an established health management firm formerly known as PBH. Cardinal is doing the Medicaid funds for 15 other counties, but even combined, they aren't as big as Mecklenburg. At the meeting, officials argued management should stay within the county. They called Brett Loftus of the Council for Children's Rights to speak.
Folks who struggle with mental health issues, with addiction, and with the developmental disabilities are so used to being the most forgotten, the most disenfranchised groups in our community. If they want to take over our schools, there would be no question about whether we would fight that.
Whoever runs the Medicaid program stands to make around $20 million in administrative fees. That's this year alone. Loftus and county officials argue the county can reinvest that money to improve service, but if it goes to Cardinal, it'll basically be lost. And along with it, MechLink would lose its 200-odd employees and waste the $3 million it spent setting up. Beyond the money, Stephanie Gaddy is worried about how she's going to care for her developmentally disabled 14-year-old son. She says Cardinal has a track record of cutting service.
It takes anywhere from an hour and a half to 2 hours just to get my son through feeding, toileting, and bathing. And you're going to cut him to 2 hours a day? He only gets three now, but we're making it. And PBH, Cardinal Innovations, has systematically been doing this since they came into existence.
Mothers of developmentally disabled children and MechLink workers made up much of the audience. They cheered the commission's decision to fight the state. Chairwoman Pat Cotham says she's not sure how the lawsuit will fare, but commissioners felt they needed to try. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford in Charlotte.